Welcome back to Crunch Time. With thanks to Ringwood Mazda, when it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal. Well, time to speak to the skipper of the Pies, Scotty Pendlebury, who joins us. Scotty, thanks for your time. I would imagine you're a little bit grumpy, though, today.
Yeah, I am. Pretty flat. We had a lot on the line last night and just couldn't get it done.
Was it just pretty much just a matter of the inaccurate kicking that cost you the game, do you think?
No, I think so. I think when you dominate a quarter like we did that third quarter to only get four goals, seven I think it was, out of the quarter, you know, if you turn that into seven goals four, you might go into three-quarter time and forces the opposition to change what they want to do, but we just missed some really easy shots at goal. And you know, and there's the other trend of the night is they scored really well from centre pounce, and every time we kicked the goal, they're able to get one pretty quickly.
So what sort of conversations were going on? We know how important the leaders are in these circumstances, particularly with a pretty young team. So what sort of conversations were going on? I mean, there's obviously you can't just will yourself to kick straighter at goal, but particularly that the other structural stuff. So what was sort of the dialogue out there?
Yeah, as you said, it's hard because we speak about just trying to keep taking the game on, keep running, and but you get the subconscious feeling that everyone knows that we're missing easy shots at goal and we're keeping the opposition in the game. And I think last night, I think the boys and, you know, story of our year, really, we've been in games with sides and we just haven't quite been good enough yet to find a way to win the close ones. And our effort, I can't fault. We have a crack and we turn up every week, but it's just disappointing to think it's our sixth game we've lost this year by under two goals.
Kingy?
What about yourself personally, Scott? You've had a fantastic season. I remember talking to Trent Cotchin 18 months ago. He missed a goal, a set shot goal in Sydney, and it cost Richmond the game. And he had trouble living with it for the week, being the leader of the group and really struggling to get through that, knowing that it cost Richmond the game at that time. How do you feel when you're part of that problem that Hutto was just touching on? Are you able to handle it through the week? Are you able to move on? How do you take those sorts of setbacks personally?
Yeah, I think ever since day one, personally, when something hasn't worked for me in a game, I've just got a really simple formula. I'll go out this week and I'll probably have 10, 20 shots from where I missed and just make sure if I get that chance that I hit it next weekend. But, you know, it was such a big moment last night and I should have kicked that set shot and it would have been the perfect start for us.
Well, what do you make of the Collingwood season? Because you have been in a lot of winning positions, as you said, and haven't been able to quite get across the line. You've played a lot of youngsters that are really going to show us some great signs already this season. Darcy Moore was one last night that was just fantastic. We were captivated by what he was able to do and how he was able to impact the game consistently all night.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking back from this season to last season, I think the massive difference is just how competitive we've been. Last year, when we won games, we only won by, you know, two or three goals, and when we lost, we got flogged. Whereas this year we've been able to win well, and every game I felt like we've been in bar, you know, I think the Adelaide game and Geelong game very early in the year. So we've improved, but it just hasn't translated to win-loss.
G'day, Scotty. Seven weeks ago, 8-3, everyone's going, right, Collingwood. They've got some weapons. They're really improving. Buckley called your boys a grunt team, and we've certainly seen that. After this period of these losses, do you look at it and say, right, we're on the right track, or do you look at it and say, we have missed a golden opportunity here because we're living in the now, we're not living in the present, we could have done some real damage this year?
Yeah, I'll probably look at it both ways. I think it's a missed opportunity, but we are on the right track. You know, I'm so encouraged by what I've seen out of the young guys, and you know, it's great because the guys here that have won a flag, you know, we can say to these young boys, you know, you don't need to be 25, 26 to win one, because we won one when we were 21, 22, like you guys are. So don't think that you have to be 25 and you have to have played eight seasons to get there. Make the most of what we can. And as I said, unfortunately, this season we haven't been able to get across the line in the close ones. And hopefully we look back and it's, you know, a big learning curve for the side, and next year we can, you know, win really close ones.
How's Buckley been through this period? I'm sure there would have been games where he puts his arm around the players and say, right, really good effort, really good effort. But I'm sure there were games where he's put his arm around players and squeezed a little bit with his anger to say, you know what, these gallant losses, while everyone out there is saying that, geez, the Pies are on the right track, we just can't accept these performances. Has he had a a consistent message all the way through, or has his attitude or emotions gone up and down?
No, he's been really consistent. I think the beauty of Bucks is, you know, he addressed it straight away with that Fremantle one over there when we come back off the bye, and everyone was, you know, really rapt to see Connor would do well against Fremantle, and, you know, Bucks was really disappointed in us for not getting across the line. He felt like we should have, we were the better side on the night, and, you know, last night he was kicking us again just for, you know, we've got to learn from our mistakes. How long is it going to take us? Because once again, we're in a position where we're up in the last quarter and we concede some easy goals, and then all of a sudden siren goes and you lose by 10 points or 2 goals. So, yeah, he's certainly been patient, but he's also frustrated at the same time.
Just further to that, Scotty, be as honest as you can. Has the level of meetings gone up with Bucks in the last 6 weeks?
No. I think the beauty of a football club is it's the same process, win or loss. And, you know, Bucks is really big on that when you come in on a Monday, we shouldn't really know by your attitude if you've won or lost. Come in ready to learn and get to work.
Last night, you're just talking about goals last night, Scotty. Jared McVeigh was interviewed after the game. He said the goal that he kicked was touched. The umpire behind him was yelling out, touched. We can see it on the screen, the umpire slapping his hand, and I presume he was yelling out, touched. Where were you in the vicinity? And as captain, did you go up and query the decision at all?
No, I wasn't. I was about 20 metres away from the play, but all you have to look at is the players' faces once the review happens, and you could see Macca telling the Sydney boys to set up for their zone. So I thought, oh, well, it's obviously touched. He knows it. I think Tommy Langdon was certain that he got a finger on it, so we're sort of getting ready for our kick-in, and then once the review came down, that was a goal. You know, there's nothing really I can do as captain. I wish there was, but there's nothing you can do, so you just got to try and get on with it.
Is it just part of the game, the goal review decisions? I mean, I think mostly they go okay, and there's some howlers. Clearly last night was a howler. Are we on the right pathway with this, or does it need more tinkering?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I don't mind it. I think majority of the times they get it right, and you know, when they don't, especially like last night, when it comes back to hurt you as a side, it's not ideal, but yeah, I'd hate to see, you know, a grand final won or lost by a review decision.
Scotty, last night, by the final quarter, you had Parker off injured in the opposition, you had Heaney off sore, Pike, who couldn't get out of a trot his first game back. If ever there was a side and who don't finish games well and add into the equation all of these injuries and off-ground non-appearances for the final quarter, why didn't you run over them?
It's a good question. I think, as I said, that third quarter we had our chances, and you know, we should have been, I think we should have been 3 or 4 goals after three-quarter time, and all we had to do, I think they won some, you know, Pike got that crucial contested mark late in the game where we just had to bring it to ground and run away. I think we played the majority of the game, 65 or 70% in our forward half, so we were certainly locking the ball in. And you know, in saying that though, we had Trav back first game, Benny Sinclair second game, Reedy second game, so you know, I'm just disappointed that we couldn't get the result. In terms of running off their legs, I think if we had a kick straight, it probably saves our legs more than anything.
Not to try and make a divide or anything of that notion, but knowing what it's like to play in a team, and occasionally when the forwards get the job done to win it, but the forwards don't get the job done to kick the ball through, it can be sapping. It can be a real, real hard feeling on the other players up the ground, thinking that they're trying so hard and the ball's just not getting through the major opening.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, on the opposite side too, I think when you do kick straight, opposition defences tend to tighten up a bit. And we weren't able to, you know, get Sydney to tighten up at all because we kept letting them off the hook. And the defenders felt comfortable, keep dropping off because they, you know, they didn't really get fully burnt by it. We'll take a mark, we'll kick a point. So, they, you know, they're not paying the ultimate price. So I think we kicked 10 goals, 16 last night, which isn't good enough.
Scotty, do you have to learn how to win? And it sounds like a silly question, but you have lost the 5 games by under 11 points. And in all those games, I'd nearly say you played the better football of the two teams, watching you against Port Adelaide. As you said, Fremantle game. Northall. I thought you were the better team again last night.
Yep, the Hawks, yep.
Do you have to learn how to win, and how do you manage the mental side of that, or the scarring that comes with dropping these opportunities?
Yeah, I think I can only, the Port Adelaide, Hawthorn, I suppose all of them are pretty clear. I think we've kept playing the game, we've kept attacking the game, and it's a hard thing. Like, we're probably looking for something that's a really simple solution. It's just our goalkeeping failed us in big moments. We've actually had the ability to take marks and get ourselves into positions to score. We just kick points, and I think someone of the boys was saying, I think we've kicked 40 goals, 77 or something in those games that we've lost by under 2 goals. So,
was that 40, 77?
Yeah, 40 goals, 77. So,
are you tightening up, Scotty?
I don't know. You'd have to speak to all the boys. I'm sure we do enough work during the week.
Yeah.
We sort of keep plugging away with it.
I know this is going to sound so stupid.
Run with it, Ryan. We like it already.
Yeah. Because Scotty's
looking forward to it.
Every player says we do so much work. But I still talk to people who say footballers still can't replicate the pressure of kicking in a game. And 40-77, that's not a one-off game, Scotty. I mean, that's got to be some level of tightening, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And as you said, it's impossible to replicate the pressure in a game. And you can do as much as you want at training. And I suppose the more you do at training, it's just a repetition. So when you get in that spot, you just try and stick to your routine. But this year we've certainly in the big moments we haven't gone back and executed our routines that we practice so much.
It's not for you guys. It's live and die winning a game of football. Last night, one of your teammates, I thought, showed a tremendous amount of sportsmanship and respect for one of his opponents. That was Taylor Adams with Luke Parker when their knees were tangled. The concern on his face and the yelling out for treatment straight away. It's only minor on the field, but off the field it looked fantastic. Were you nearby to that incident?
Yeah, I was nearby, and you could hear Luke yelling out, something's cracked, and then you could hear Tay yelling out to get medical out there straight away. And it's funny, isn't it? Because we go to war for 2 hours, and then something like that happens, and everyone communally just hopes that he's okay, and we wish Luke all the best.
Broken, I think it's a broken ankle, and he's out for the... he's done, but yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Scotty, can I ask you about Scotty Burns? Obviously, a guy who's been a long-time steward of Collingwood as a player, a fantastic leader, has gone away, come back. He's now been put in the frame as a real possibility for Carlton or maybe even Adelaide job. Is he ready to be a senior coach in your mind?
Yeah, I think he is. He's extremely intelligent with his knowledge of football, like all assistant coaches. But he's one of the best assistant coaches that I've worked with, and his relationships that he deals with all the players, young and old, is fantastic. And I'm sure everyone at our football club would be supportive of Burnsy if he got one of those jobs.
Mm. Well, it sounds like he's going to be right in the running for it. Boys, anything else to throw at
no,
Scotty?
No, but I do know that I just heard they're calling your flight in the background there, Scotty, so we might let you go, mate.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Thanks for joining. Scotty Pendlebury, the skipper of the Pies, here on Crunch Time. We'll take a break. There's plenty to come. Stay with us. With thanks to Ringwood Mazda, because when it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal.